We are learning Maseches Pesachim, Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately six lines from the top, middle line, Menayin. Menayin Lo'ei Chacham. So we're going to explain now, there are three shittas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Glili. First we'll explain Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that you're not allowed to eat chametz from after the sixth hour, and it's also about no also, and then you can't eat on Pesach and after Pesach? How do you know? How do you know there's an Isser Loi Sasa that you're not allowed to eat chametz from the sixth hour and on? Shinema, it says in the Pasuk, this is a Pasuk in Re'e, Loi Soichel Alav Chametz. The Pasuk says, V'zavach the Pesach Hashem Alekecha, Tzoyin Abaka, Makam HaShivcha Hashem HaShakash Reisham. It says, you should shech the current Pesach. Then it says, Loi Soichel Alav Chametz, Shivas Yom Tekel Ma Matzis. You shouldn't eat chametz. And 7 days you eat matzis. Lechem, when you give you chametz, you pause in your eyes, so the Pasuk says, Loi Soichel Alav Chametz. And it's mashmah, it's going back on V'zavach the Pesach. When do you shech the Pesach? Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, from 6th hour and on, after 6th hour. So therefore we know there's an Isser of Lo Yisoychel of Chametz then also. Because going back on the Pasuk, Lo Yisoychel Alav Chametz, on the Vezvach the Pesach. So we know Erev Pesach, after the 6th hour, you cannot eat Chametz. It's a lot. The Rabbi Yehuda. Only Rabbi Shimon, B'chi Efshel Lo'imikain, can you really teach the Pasuk Lo Yisoychel Alav Chametz to mean that it means Erev Pesach? Lo Yisoychel Lo Yisoychel Alav Chametz, Shivas Yom Teichel Alav Matzos. And the love, and it's all going on each other. It's matzah. The same time I have to eat matzah, I can't eat chametz, which is when on Pesach. Imkein ma tam aloyim aloysecha alav chametz. So why is this? So what's the point? What's the positive teaching you us? The positive teaching you know this. V'shosh yeshna v'kumach matzah yeshna v'alteicha chametz. V'shosh enu v'kumach matzah enu v'alteicha chametz. You have to look at the Sefer called Menachem Eshev Nefesh to explain the Riches over here in Rabbi Shimon. What Rabbi Shimon is basically saying is that the Pasuk is basically a hukash to matzah. And just like matzah, the word alav and everything there means all 7 days of Pesach. Lo Yisoichel Alav Chametz also means 7 days of Pesach. When you have a mitzvah of matzah, you have a mitzvah of chametz. So what he's telling to Rabbi, I don't know what you're talking about. Lo Yisoichel Alav Chametz is talking about on Pesach, not talking about for Pesach. So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? We'll come back to how he takes care of that taina soon. But first, what's Pshat Rabbi Yehuda? Where he has three different zmanim. He has before Pesach, on Pesach, and after Pesach. He has all three things. My time with Yehuda, Tlosa Krei Ksivi. It says three times, at least three times, the Issa to eat chametz. The first pasuk he brings down over here is the pasuk of Lo Ye Ochel Chametz. And there it doesn't say anything about matzah in that parasha or about the Karim Pesach. It says, like, Ocha Chametz. The Pasuk says, V'yeri Moshe Elohim, Zocha Asayyei Mazeh, Asher Yitzosem Mitzayim Yitzav Adem, V'chayzik Yod, Hoitzi Hashem Eschem Ezeh, V'lo Ye'ochel Chametz. So there it says, Lo Ye'ochel Chametz. Another Pasuk, V'chol Machmetzes Lo Yisachelu. You shouldn't eat Machmetzes at any time. And that Pasuk, it says, Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisachelu, V'chol Moshechem Techlu Matzes. And then it says, Lo Yisachelu Olav Chametz. That's a third pasuk. Chad lefreiz mane. So Rishonim speak out which one goes for what. Chad lefreiz mane. One pasuk gets his freiz mane. That's easy to figure out. That's like soich alav chametz because we said that's going back on the pasuk of v'zavach alav pesach. So that's talking about lefreiz mane, erev pesach when you bring the karm pesach. So the pasuk of leisoich alav chametz, the pasuk in parashas Re'e, that pasuk is going on erev pesach. Chad lefreiz mane. That's the pasuk of Lo Ye'ochel Chametz. Kudir doesn't say in that parasha anything of matzahs. So that Lo Ye'ochel Chametz going on l'achaz manai. V'chad l'seich manai. That's the pasuk of Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisachelu v'chol Moshe Shechem Tech L'matzahs. So you see it's talking about the same time as matzahs. Kol Machmetzes Lo Yisachelu. That pasuk of Teich Zmanai. That's the three psukim of Rabbi Yehuda to learn at all three times when it's Aser B'achil and Aser B'hanah. Rabbi Shimon says no. Chad l'seich manai. One pasuk is for teich zmanai, which the fear of Shimon will be the pasuk of loy teich alav chametz, the pasuk in parasha A, because he holds it's the hukash hashivas yomim teich lematzes. I, what do you do to all the pesukim? V'chol machmetzes loy seichelu, what do you do with that pasuk? V'chol machmetzes b'boyle, look at the time you looked in the braisa. Ein li ashur schametz me'elav, machmas dova achar. You only know that something is asar chametz, becomes chametz or something else. Me'ela, Elos Chametz Me'ela, comes from himself. Machmas Dava Acham, and I handle something else. Tamaloy Mekom Machmetzes Lois Echelu. Anything becomes Chametz Lois Echelu. Even becomes Chametz something else. And Tosis speaks out That doesn't mean machmas avacha, doesn't mean from yeast. If you do it with sourdough yeast, that is real chametz. That's called meilav. Which means is if it comes chametz, I think something else like wine or something. Taisis the machmas avacha. Perishivav machmas avacha. The lav minoy. The idea saar mikir chametz tveimish chametz meilav. Kumuch perikol malachus. Eloquent is chametz idea shmorei yayim. Became chametz idea sediments of wine. Shem yafshim hashmorim betaner. Like they do this in Eretz Ashkenaz. That's the way they make yeast over there. One of the rice that yeast is not always chametz. These days, most yeast is not chametz. You can make yeast other ways, and that's what means machmas dava achar. The yeast itself, these days, most of the yeast itself is not chametz these days. You can't eat it on Pesach, of course, which just means you don't have to, you're allowed to sell it, even if you sell chametz gomer. But Al-Kapanim was saying, chametz lo yisachel is teaching us, even if it comes chametz of dava achar, it's still isa chametz. So that's what uses one pasuk for. What does it do with lo yachar chametz? Lo yachar chametz v'bayaleh l'ketayim l'tan abraisa. There's a Mishnah later on Sadek Vav and Beis, that's on Sadek Vav and Aleph, maybe it is, that says the differences between Chometz Shal Mitzrayim, Pesach Shal Mitzrayim, and Pesach Doris. A lot of different afkaminas. Pesach Doris, you have to buy it from the 10th day, Azog, and one of the things it says is that Chometz is Osir only Belaila Echad and Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach of Yitzhak Mitzrayim. And Pesach Doris is all Shiva. And the Gemara that makes the drasha, how do you notice? And the Gemara says like this: the Gatayim, basically, I remember. Nayim lePesach Mitzrayim. How do you know Pesach of Yitzis Mitzrayim that year? She ain't chmutin oigel yemecha. That chametz only neig for one day. Tamaloy melo yochel chametz. And it says the next pasuk very similar, very close to it. V'samach le. Next pasuk, it's the next pasuk right afterwards. Let's see. Yeah, next pasuk right afterwards. It says that yoyim at v'yis mecharish aviv. Talking about this year, they went out. The darish smuchim. That lo yochel chametz means only hayoyim, only that day that they went out for Pesach. Only that day they went out from Mitzrayim. So it's only one day there is a Liyach HaChametz. That's what we use the extra pasuk for. So according to Rav Shimon, one extra pasuk is V'kom HaChametz L'Yisachelim, which means Machmas Dava Acha. And the other pasuk teaches us that Pesach Mitzrayim is only one day. So it's bothering me, Taka. What? We need, that's what you need a drasha for? You need a drasha to tell us? Okay, it's history. You don't need a drasha in the Torah for that. So I saw the article still sort of say for Reish Carmel, and he says that what he's trying to say is you can't learn out any drasha of Liyach Chametz. Since it's going back on the word Hayoim, and it's telling us that Chametz Pesach was for one Pesach Mitzrayim, Chametz and Pesach Mitzrayim was only one day, therefore we don't have a right to use the drasha here for other years, for future years. So about Rehuda Machmas Dava Acha Manale. Rehuda, how does he know the din that Machmetzas, even from Dava Acha Vashmari Yayin, how does he know that's Isser Chometz Manale? So the Gemara, with the Afke Rachmona Belosha Machmetzas. Since the Torah used Losha Machmetzas, the Iker Pasuk is telling us that Chometz is also on Pesach. We said it was one of the Psukim, that was for on Pesach. But use Losha Machmetzas, which sounds like it becomes Chometz in any way, shape, or form, that teaches us, even if it comes like the Dava Acha, it's still called Chometz. And the Rabbi Yosef Glili Menali has no drasha Rabbi Yosef Glili. So a fitted Rosh Karmel means like this: how does he have a right darshan apostolic? I Rabbi Yosef Glili said it's only on Pesach. It's going on Pesach Mitzrayim Dafka Hayoyim. So Rabbi Yosef and Mesomach Le Hayoyim and Chanami, he holds that the apostolic is extra for all time, but just from the word Hayoyim, it's telling us also this idea that Pesach Mitzrayim was only Osir v'chametz for one day. Another teretz, v'yisema, smuchim le'darsh. Rabbi Yehuda holds the only darsh in smuchim in Sefer Devarim. This pasuk is in Parshas Shemais, Parshas Boi, to be specific. And there's no din smuchim over there in Sefer Shemais. Sefer Shemais. Akabonim, that's what comes out. We have a three rim achleikas. Now the Gemara is going to try to answer Rabbi Shimon's taina on Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, if you're Rabbi Yehuda, we use three psukim. And the pasuk of Le'toichel Olam Chametz, since it's going back on Karban Pesach, we learn that even Erev Pesach, there is an Isser of Chametz. And Rav Shimon Taina was that, look at the pasuk. The pasuk says, Shivas Yom Teichel Matzahs. So there's a Hekesh to Shivas Yom Teichel Matzahs. So how in the world can you make this drasha if it's Hukash to Shivas Yom Teichel Matzahs, which means on Pesach we eat matzah? Let's see more inside. Oh, ma'am, and I loich chametz m'shei shayshul ma'ilo shu'ayve b'la'i loisasa shenem ma'ilo shuicha lo chametz. The Rav Yehuda, and he says, go back on v'zavach to Pesach. Only Rav Shimon chi'ef shalom mekein. Is it possible to say such a thing? Like for nemar loich shuicha lo chametz shivas yom teichel matzahs. Rav Shimon says, what do you mean? It says in the pasuk shivas yom teichel matzahs, which means the days of Pesach itself, not erev Pesach. And Mordechai says, but who does Shapa come later, Rav Shimon? The Rav Yehuda, what do you do? Rav Shimon's tiny good. So the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Amalach, Ahu l'kvaya chayva afilu v'zban hazeh u'da'asa. And like Rashi explains, Rabbi Yehuda says, we're making the hekesh the other way. Of course, l'sayach alav chametz means Erev Pesach. But then we're making a drasha, we're darshaning the hekesh. Just like chametz is asur even l'dayrais, we know that chametz is asur even l'dayrais, so matz is also l'dayrais. Now why would you think, like chametz we know is l'dayrais, and matz are not. Well, you think maybe chiv matz is only in the time you have a Karim Pesach. Only when matz is a meroirin v'echlu, only when you have the Karim Pesach do you have the mitzvah of matzah. So we're teaching you hekesh, just like l'sayach alav chametz is forever, the same thing, the mitzvah of matzah is also forever, even we don't have in Karim Pesach. So he's saying a hekesh, don't make a hekesh from that, just like Pesach, Shivas Yom, just like matzah, Shivas Yom, and chametz, Shivas Yom. You can go out of the way. Just like chametz is a dairis, so matzah is also a dairis. I can ask me, ain't hekesh l'mechza? He can only hekesh one way, not all the way. So they freak the Pnei Yeshua and the Tzlach. So the Pnei Yeshua answers that since here it says a love, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going back on Pesach, so here it's a hafgah, it's a bittul to the hekesh, saying they can't make a hekesh that way, because there's a love, it has to be Erev Pesach. So you have to only make the hekesh all the way, which teaches us that just like chametz is l'dayrais, there's also a chayva of matzah l'dayrais. Yehuda amalach hu l'kvaya chayva, filu b'zman hazeh. Even b'zman hazeh, when you don't have the Karim Pesach, you still have the mitzvah matzah. L'kvaya chayva, filu b'zman hazeh, hu da'asa. Now how does Rav Shimon know that even b'zman hazeh, without a Karim Pesach, you have a mitzvah matzah? Rav Shimon l'kvaya chayva amalach, how does he know? Nafgalem be'erev toichlu. We learn it out from be'erev toichlu matzois. It's extra pasuk, like Rashi says. It's extra pasuk. Erev toichlu matzah teaches us that even bezman hazeh you are chayiv in matzah. Which we know the chiyuv matzah is only the first night of Pesach. The rest of the Pesach you could eat. You can eat chametz. We don't have to eat matzah. But this pasuk teaches us that's chayiv l'dayrus be'erev toichlu matzois, and we'll talk about it a little bit more soon. We'll say over Rashi soon. Rabbi Yehuda, what does he do with Erev Teichel Matzah? It's extra. We're talking about someone who was not near the Beis HaMikdash, or he was Tomei at the time of Pesach. He couldn't bring a Pesach Rishon. So is he Chayiv Matzah or not? From Erev Teichel Matzah. And how does Rav Shimon know that? Because Rav Shimon is using it for chayv l'dayrus. Rav Shimon, tamei v'chayv l'dayrus chayka lo itzakra. You don't need a pasuk. Why? Legarom arul b'necha. The halacha is someone who didn't have a mila, and not on purpose, because his brothers will die for mila, so he couldn't do a mila. He still can't eat karm pesach or a b'necha. Someone who is oved avodah zarah also cannot do or mashumid cannot bring karm pesach. But they're allowed to eat matzah. The chesiv echal arul lo yoichal boy. Boy who ain't yoichal. And Shimon says that you see, even in Karim Pesach, you eat matzah. So it's not worse. Someone's tummy is not worse. Or Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda k'siv b'hai v'k'siv b'hai. Who knows? You have a pasuk by Oral, and you have a pasuk by someone who's tummy for waiting Pesach Sheni. And why need both? So Gemara on Daf Kuf Chav says it's shrichas for that. But our Gemara just says k'siv b'hai k'siv b'hai. So Akapanim are coming out that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you know, matzah l'dayrus is from the pasuk of the hekesh chametz to shivas yom teichel matzahs. According to Rabbi Shimon, you know, erev teichel matzahs. So Rashi just speaks out that we see from here that even if you learn it's a hekesh from to shivas yom teichel matzahs, but still the chayva of matzah is only the chayva of matzah is only one night, only the first night. Just like karban pesach is only one night. So when it says Shivas Yom Teichel Alav Matzah, the Alav is also going on Karim Pesach, just like Zavachta Loisoicha Alav Chametz is going on Pesach. So Pesach also Dairis also will only be a Chiyuv Matzah on the first night. That's the only time be a Chiyuv Matzah is only on the first night, even Fi Rabbi Yehuda. Fi Rabbi Shimon's Pasuk Erev Teichel Matzah is Fi Rabbi Yehuda, even from this Pasuk only Chayav on the first night.